So we are here today for past year
freshman
majors.
Should we announce our names?
Yes, we should. Our code names? Can we have code names?
Am I Sharpay and Ryan Evans?
Sharpay and Ryan Evans, what's your code name?
Rocket.
Wait, I want a cooler one.
But you picked your own. Okay, wait, why did I suggest code names? I don't know what code name. Okay, my code name is Flexi Feet.
Can you please elaborate?
No, I cannot. You're on Kaylin.
You know, in order to make sure you better, I'm Troy Bolton.
No, you're not.
I'm literally the athlete actor.
You're Chad at best.
No, hey, Chad's awesome. He's like Jason.
Back on topic.
Kayla Robinson is Chad.
Jason. Fuck
Jason. Do you even know who Jason is?
I haven't watched this in like 8 years.
Fake fan. Everyone knows who Jason is.
Okay, so we are here today to chat about our experience in past J and look at it kind of as a
and also eat Oreos and Doritos.
Critique, yes.
Please, she was doing an intro. She was the only one who was...
I'm fine.
Thanks, Megan and Michelle, for listening today. Your sponsors are brought to you by, Target.
Doritos. High School Musical 3.
High School Musical 3. And...
And you know what? Being a past J person as a whole.
Woo! Okay, so today we are talking about a few different questions. We first wanted to kind of discuss who wants to listen to this kind of past J, and we thought this was going to be
this kind of past J
podcast.
You know what? This is this kind of podcast, but also this very niche brand of past J. We are a very specific demographic in past J, and we're here to share our voice.
And so, we thought it was really interesting, too, because when we've all talked to each other, we've all kind of established that we're all very critical of past J and a lot of the past J majors we know, too. We often sit around and talk about our experience with past J and how it's really shaped us as artists and the way that we view art. So we kind of thought it was really interesting. I mean, okay, so let me start this off with a question. What do you think the big idea of past J is? Let's go to, I forgot your code name.
Troy Bolton.
No, Jason.
Oh, Jason. Let's go to Jason, a.k.a.
Jason Troy Bolton.
Jason,
no,
okay.
Just Jason.
So tell us about what you think the past J mission is.
Past J, in the sense of performing arts and social justice, is the USF way of trying to sound more sophisticated than we actually are.
Okay.
Like, if you want to go with the bumper sticker version of it, it's giving a voice to the voiceless. But in reality...
But in reality, theater kids, music kids, and dancers don't need any more voice than they already have.
That's...
Like, Sharon, it's really great that you're a quarter ethnic, but we really don't want to hear your monologue about your oppression.
Okay, and, I forgot your code name, too. Give
I'm
us
Ryan
your opinion.
And Sharpay Evans.
The Evans twins.
The Evans
so,
twins.
The Evans twins. Tell me what you think the big idea of past J is.
I think the big idea, honestly, the big idea of past J, I feel like it's, well, what it's really supposed to be about is us using our different concentrations and our different interests and being able to make a difference and, like, make a change. And I feel like, honestly, we all have that potential. Like, no one in this program is in this program just because. Like, everyone's here for a reason. So I feel like everyone being in their own concentrations is here to do something with it in their own kind of way. Because also, like, as I had stated before, we each are studying something else with past J. Like, some people are just studying past J, and that's perfectly fine,
cheers,
and that's great. But for, like, us who are studying other things with past J, it's really helpful in being able to really get out there what we're trying to express with our... their concentrations.
Okay, and you say ideally, do you think it's put into action?
I think it will be, honestly, because we're just starting out, so right now we're just kind of learning the fundamentals and the basics, but no, definitely, like, as we're here longer, it's going to be, we're really going to kick ass. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Yes,
it's okay.
It's informal. It's a blog. You can say kick ass and fuck and all that
good stuff. Colloquial and conversational.
We've
transcended because it's actually a conversation.
Okay,
let's actually just go in a circle. Like, Shelby mentioned that we're all studying something else. What are our concentrations and what else are we studying?
I am a past J dance major with a minor in business administration and then usually some other minor that changes about every 3 months. Just being realistic. Thanks for advising me, Megan. I appreciate you passing it
I'm a double major, Past J Theater and Politics, with a minor in Journalism.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a relatively new thing.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody says, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm a Past J major with a theater concentration and a minor in psychology.
I'm a Past J theater major with a minor in music, because I don't like making money.
Woo!
I like making money, and I have just the same results.
Journalism?
Okay.
Yeah.
As of when?
As of, like, 2 days after registration opened.
Okay.
So very recent.
So let's talk about Past J and commercialism. How do you think Past J... Well, what do you think the Past J department view on making commercial art is?
All right, I can step in. Immediately when I got here, my goal in theater had been very, like, Broadway baby, like, just doing theater, doing musicals, all that bullshit. And as soon as I got here, I felt, like, guilty about wanting to pursue commercial theater. Like, it was, like, ugly. Like, you have to use your art to make a difference. And it's like, I don't have the capacity to do that. I just want to do my thing.
Yeah.
And so there's no... There's no, like, real outlet to just be like, I just want to be here to sing and dance and sew a few things occasionally. It's always like, all right, you did that jazz square, but why? No, that's a lie. Pastor would never let me do a jazz square for anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I really feel that, too, because, like, my...
I'm sure you're loyal.
My personal background definitely comes from, like, competition dance and, like, doing more commercial dance, and that's something that I really... thought I wanted before I came here, and then I came here and I realized it's exactly what I wanted, and it's, I mean, it's honestly kind of disappointing because I feel like I've only taken one dance class in the entire year that I've spent here that's actually preparing me for the commercial world, that we have audition workshops, and we talk about going out and getting jobs and just working hard, and it's like, for some reason, I feel like it's looked down on to want to actually try to make, like, my rent money. And doing that definitely through, like, a musical theater and Broadway way, because that's, like, the preferred style that I really want to work in. And I think that's been really interesting, because that's totally not what I expected. And then I was just, what's the word? Shooketh.
Why has Pastor never heard of a musical? What's the best way to combine all three concentrations than to do and musical? I just want to talk.
That's also another issue I have, is that it's like this preaching that it's a unified department, but then the one thing that really
that could
unify
your department?
A musical.
Do it, yeah.
And it's not the fact that we don't have money, because we obviously have money to do it. And the defense that, oh, well, the College Players does musicals, that's...
Look how well that worked out this
I'm
year.
Sorry, it's just, it's bullshit. Because...
Also, College Players also does plays, and then Past J does plays, but then one's like, ugh,
and
we
can't
both do this.
And there's so many, like, great, like, musicals out there that really do cover the topics of social justice, and, like,
while
a lot
we're
of
here, Cabaret, Spring Awakening, you're in town. Just putting that out into the universe. Anyway, proceed.
Yeah, no, but there's just, like, so many musicals out there, like, and especially, like, now, like, being created that like, cover a lot of, like, political topics, social justice issues, history, just, like, a bunch of different things. There's so many, like, different, you know, like, different subjects that could be covered that I think Past J could really do something great with it. Like, not that there's anything wrong with doing two plays, but, I mean, a musical and
but
a play could be
great. But we could also
great.
Definitely fit in two plays and a musical. That's my only thing. We could do a full season with Past J, because the dance, like, I get the whole fact that it's, like, once per semester, but honestly, like, rehearsing with, like, dance projects in the fall semester, like...
It's way more individualized. You
But music is the second largest minor at this university. We would have enough to do a musical and still carry on with, like, the music program.
Like, from the casting perspective of someone who worked with casting and saw literally every single audition for the spring musical this year, we had over 90 people audition. And so the fact that you say there's one not interest, or, like... Like, that's just, it's not true, because literally we would have so many people excited to do it. And so I think it's, I just feel like it's a frown on commercialism.
We're
and
changing
I, but,
the title of this podcast to Why Past J Should Do a Musical.
Yeah, and also, like, if, you know, in case, like, Past J professors might not, like, be familiar, like, as familiar with musicals, like, there's so many students who are.
But also, I'm sorry, somebody told me the other day that the reason we don't do musicals is because we don't have the faculty for it. Natalie Green literally does musicals all across the city and choreographs for them. And then people have worked on so many plays and everything like that, which I'm like, I'm sorry, but it's not that difficult. Especially if you have, like, more than one faculty, if you had at least one member of faculty for
each. Or
whole
department supporting.
I've been here for not that long, and I could just rattle off people that could help with this.
Literally.
And I just got here.
Even us, like, there's just so many people, and, like, I think that'd be a great opportunity, honestly, because since we don't have musical theater as a concentration in PASJ, that'd be a great opportunity for, like, musical theater students to be able
that,
to participate
to,
and, like, put on a show.
Like, as someone who's really interested in pursuing musical theater, the fact that we don't have any classes that cater to it either really bothers me. So, like, literally next semester, I'm taking a bunch of dance classes and then an acting class and voice lessons so I can feel like I can actually train.
Yeah, and voice
and
lessons
get work.
Should really be open to more
oh,
students.
Yeah, it should. I mean, but it's, I think that's just the whole thing with the music department is that they make it so difficult for people who aren't music minors to register, which I understand. It's like, oh, you have to give priority to all of these people. But I'm sorry, so many of the voice lessons.
It should be a little bit easier, though, because, like, a lot of theater majors are interested in musical theater, which is what we're now focusing on.
And, like, so many people, like, in the theater concentration, and then, too, in the dance concentration, with like, where the world is heading, where we create dance and there's spoken word and there's singing on stage,
mm-hmm.
like, dancers having that training are more employable.
Yeah.
So.
All right, as much as we all love musical theater, that's
next
not why we
question.
Came here.
Let's continue on to the next question. Okay, so we'll start this and we'll go around Robin. I love Robin. Sorry. Past your note. Code name, whatever your favorite.
Jason.
Okay.
Jason.
Sure.
How do you think PASJ influences your personal art creation?
Well, PASJ at the moment is primarily all of my art creation.
Okay.
Or at least as of 24 hours ago.
So, explain. Will you explain a little bit your art creation process this past year with PASJ?
I was fortunate enough to be cast in both Public Enemy and Tartuffe this year.
Sorry. That wasn't... No, yeah.
I mean, Tartuffe was a comedy. But, so I think, coming in, I'm by no means a theater kid in the sense that these other code names are theater kids. But, it was...
You are a kid who does theater, not
yes.
a theater kid.
Yeah,
I am,
there's a difference.
I am a theater kid among politics kids, and I'm a politics kid among theater kids.
Yeah. Proceed.
Check my Twitter.
Okay, sorry, continue. Please continue telling us about your art making. Peter Gallery, please be quiet.
Hey.
My art making boils down to me half joking about an idea that I wasn't going to carry out anyway, and then Ken saying, Kaylin, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's about it this semester.
But, like, is that really your art making, or is it just you trying to direct other actors in a play and then getting shut down?
Well, see, it's one thing if I'm actually trying to direct them. It's another thing if I'm actually just making a joke and Ken thinks I'm directing them.
Anyway,
we're not
art
here to
creation.
Drag. We're here to converse.
But like,
is that not the same thing in this group?
That's fair.
Valid.
That's
so.
Valid.
Would you say
you're valid?
Your art creation just boils down to being on stage. Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for personal art creation, I don't have the time to be doing it because. I am poor.
But
and
is
I
that
need to...
art creation?
And I think that's also a really valid point, is that you say you don't have the time to it. And I think, like, that's definitely something I've noticed with PASJ, is that, especially in the dance department, they're like, oh, well, if you want to take classes in this style, then you can take them off campus. And I'm like, I'm paying how much for an education here? And then I can't take classes in a certain style of dance because, you like, it's offered in the Bay Area. Like, I understand that, but I have to work. I don't have disposable income. My parents don't pay my bills. Like, I'm the only one out, like, with my family who's supporting me. I'm the only person supporting me. So I think, like, putting that on it, it makes it hard to have time to make, like, art outside of if you decide to do past year productions because they're so time-consuming.
Absolutely. Like, I think that, because I know to graduate with a past year major and minor, you have to be in at least one show as a performer and one show as a crew member.
Oh.
I think once you've fulfilled that requirement academically, any shows you do beyond that should be paid shows. Or at least work study, where it's not...
Where I could really... That would be great if it was a work
right?
study.
Because we're committing 25 hours a week to this, and it's not giving us any academic boost. Because,
yeah.
At least for me, because I did Public Enemy. And so Tartuffe and any show I do for the next 3 years is nothing more than a side hobby.
Which,
also, wait, can I just...
When I could be working to live in the most expensive market in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you, just a little side note, get credit yet for Gabe's class?
Sorry, did you mean...
While we're here,
let's...
according to my degree evaluation, I have not taken production and design.
Yeah, I also have not taken that or crew to pass Jay.
I don't know what this has to do
I
with
mean,
it.
I think
we have to do our own crew credit outside of that because
yeah.
that was a credit
for
a class. We have to do a crew credit without being told to do a crew
yeah.
credit, and that's them telling us to do a crew credit.
Well, we still didn't technically finish production and design somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I got
a digress
in the class, and he said I crewed. None of my business. Okay, let's pass it on
Sorry.
To our next group member.
Yes.
How has Past J influenced your art creation?
Give me a sec. Not really.
All right, I'll jump in for a
Sorry.
Sec. I didn't really get involved in Past J until this semester, which isn't saying a lot because I've only been here for like 2 minutes. but I felt kind of out of place for a while because I'm just this like weird, goofy musical theater kid, and that is not the Past J type. Like, it wasn't until like Tartuffe that I really felt like I could like do a show where it's like in my wheelhouse. And even then, that's completely a black sheep of, like, Past J shows. Completely out of
We
sorts.
Had to wear clown noses.
I'm a clown nose. I'm a human clown nose.
I'm a human clown
Oh, I didn't mind.
New Tinder bio.
But,
sorry.
So, I just really feel like I can't fit in with, like, the Past J type of show. So as far as influencing my art creation, I just don't feel like Past J does anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ken Sonkin for really doing that for me. But other than that, it is what it is. I just shrugged and I realized that the microphone couldn't see that.
It is more of an audio medium.
Yeah, that's why we're going to ignore that. No, yeah, okay, so then for me, I feel like my art creation as a Past J major has been basically what I've been able to accomplish outside of Past J.
Yeah.
Like, since being in Past J, I haven't, like, because, as we've already discussed, like, most of our prime focus right now is musical theater, so the fact that I don't have that is I'm just trying to get bits and pieces from other places, so
yeah.
I'm taking, like, dance courses with dance majors, which
yeah,
is another topic.
And,
like,
but
doing
also,
my own kind of voice
full
training.
Disclosure, everyone in this group is a member of College Players.
Yeah.
And I think we also use that partly to subsidize what we feel like Past J is lacking.
Yeah,
yes,
no, definitely.
Fully.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Because I would love to be in a main stage musical, like a professional musical,
yeah.
like one done by.
One where you're not,
like
staff. Scraping together pennies and just being like,
yeah.
I don't know if we can do this.
Yeah, like bring your own,
like,
you know,
a comfortable
stuff.
Musical that's funded,
yeah.
and it makes you feel like you're not doing survival theater.
With
yeah.
people who have done professional theater.
A Texas
yes.
State musical.
Oh, man.
Oh,
the best.
Man. That's
but yeah, no, so I feel like definitely just, like, my art creation as a Past J major has been stuff that I feel like I'm getting better as a performer because I'm pushing myself to,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not really being trained to, so everything I'm doing on my own. So,
yeah.
like, when I go home and do theater at home, I mean, I haven't really done much because I've been here, but I can already feel like more of an improvement, like I'm doing better, but it's because I've had to do it myself.
Yeah, and you haven't participated in any of the Past J main stage shows, have you?
We were close.
We were close.
But we're not going to get into that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, my turn. How has Past J influenced my art creation? I mean, personally, as a choreographer in this dance department, I feel like there's a lot of support for that, so that's been really interesting, is that everyone in my dance courses really encourage me to create my own work, no matter the style that it's in, which I think is really encouraging, whether it was from, like, last semester in Lauren Simpson's contemporary class when
Woo!
We made a musical theater piece.
Woo!
Which was just a
we
lot
did
of...
That. That was 3/4 of this group.
And yes. I heard all about it.
Which was a lot of fun. And then, like, the fact that I'm taking Laban right now and the fact that I...
Sorry.
I was able to
group.
Choreograph my own burlesque,
what
like,
happened?
Jazz piece.
Sorry.
But I think it is, like, a really interesting debate because I think... Like, I saw personally this semester with Past J is that I wasn't allowed to participate in the Past J art creation because I need to make money. And it's incredibly hard to commit that many hours a week to a show and then not be able to work at all. And I realize that a lot of people at this university have their parents, like, paying for their tuition.
Cannot relate.
Yeah, but I can't relate. And I think that, like, has definitely influenced my art creation because, like, when I create as a choreographer, I find time to do it on my own time where it's, like, 1 a.m. in the morning and then I'm randomly doing choreography in EDO4O and it's like, wow, I should not be here. I should be asleep, but this is fine. Like, this is the only time I have. And so I think that's what PassJ has really made me realize, besides taking a full schedule, a full school schedule, between taking like a full school schedule, working usually anywhere between 20 to 30 hours a week, and then still trying to find myself as an artist, which I just used air quotes, an artist.
Audio medium.
Let the record show, she used air quotes.
I think it's...
Duly noted.
I think it's genuinely difficult because I feel like in this department I'm encouraged so much to go off campus and explore things on my own time and
yeah,
go to shows
sure.
and
but
take
it's like,
outside dance
time?
Classes. And I'm like, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't have time. I work easily 5 to 6 nights a week until midnight. How am I supposed to see shows or go to dance classes?
Also, yeah, I just paid to see a professional ballet. Like,
yeah.
And they didn't have any student tickets. I was like, can I get a student ticket? And they're like, we don't have those right now. So I had to sit 3 rows down from the very last seat.
My
head was like pounding because the altitude was so high. And I had to pay to watch this ballet. Like, real people money. I don't have that.
Yeah, and like I feel like that's also something that's just kind of been crazy because I'm like, I really want to go take classes off campus. Like, there's amazing tap classes in the city because FS.
Why don't we have tap classes?
That's a different story.
Tap has been on my bucket list for a couple years now, but
well,
no one teaches me to tap.
Put that into the universe. Pass J tap. Anyway,
I'm gonna write.
No, I think it's just been like it's been really interesting because I understand why there's so much like, especially in the dance department. Why there's so much encouragement to go out into the city and figure out.
Sorry,
sorry,
just wrote Tap J on the board.
Let the record show.
Let the record
duly
show.
Noted.
Tap J.
I feel like there's so much encouragement to go out and, like, explore the SF dance community.
But then no help to do so.
And also, I don't have the resources to. It's like, I'm paying for school to come here to learn how...
It's like, wow, what a great thought. Can you help me out there? It's like, yes, I know that there's things in San Francisco. They're beautiful. They're amazing.
They're expensive.
I have no time.
And my bank account is actually at $3 right now.
And as, like, a past year student, I'm not getting exposed to, like, shows that I want to be a part of. Like, the only shows that we saw as part of class were just the weirdest.
Oh, you mean Homeful?
Homeful.
Walls.
Walls.
The Mind Troupe.
The Mind Troupe. The weirdest.
I just want to know
wet dream.
Can we please, don't make anyone ever go to the San Francisco Mime Troupe again. Please.
Yeah, I saw a
honestly,
Facebook event for it just the other day.
I screeched.
And I wanted to yell.
Questions?
Well,
I've got a
personal question just to kind of establish credence as something beyond a bunch of freshman theater kids criticizing a college.
That we haven't even been at for a while. Like,
also, I'm not
like
a theater kid, but it's fine.
So,
you are.
You're right.
Going around, whoever wants to take this first can go, when did you first get into your primary art form? What drove you
Ooh,
to it, and how has that changed over the years?
Okay.
All right, go in a circle.
I mean, I started dancing when I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
I'm the only girl out of 4 kids, so when I turned 2, the minimum age to take dance classes at the studio I was living by, my mom immediately enrolled me in combination tap and ballet classes, and then a year later I started jazz, hip-hop, and partner dancing, because for some reason they offer that for tiny people. Why? And, I mean, personally as a dancer, my experience has largely been shaped by the fact that I've danced at so many different places, because I constantly moved around when I was younger, and then when I was older and was living in one place, I couldn't really afford to be at one studio very long, because the more I danced, the more I wanted to, and I couldn't afford classes. And so for me, I started as a dancer. So I started dancing when I was 2, and then I started playing the piano and reading music when I was about 9. And I did that... 9. When did... Yeah, about 9. And I did that really seriously for about 5 years. No.
Sorry.
Random noise. I did that really seriously for about 5 years until... Like, I was doing, like, competitive piano on, like, the South Texas circuit. And then
Very competitive circuit, let the record know.
Hey, I won honors and got to perform in a huge university auditorium as a 12-year-old.
Wow.
Playing, like, a symphony, but it's cool. Anyways, like, I... Then, after I became a dancer, I became a musician. And then after I learned music, I went to high school. Well, no, I started theater in middle school. I went to middle school, and I signed up for my theater course because we didn't have dance classes. And so, like, that's for me... I think really personally, and like all throughout high school, I worked in our theater department, in our dance departments, and like I still played music. I played with the band one time when their pianist was flunking and they needed somebody to play for their solo and ensemble competition. And they're like, can you learn this music in 4 days? I was like, got you, fam. And literally, like, that's been such a shaping of my personality. The fact that I don't just do dance or music or theater, and the fact that I do all of them, that... I think coming to college, I wasn't really sure what I wanted. I thought that I wanted a program that I didn't have to audition for because I felt like auditioning was just kind of basing it off of your income level. Because I'm coming to college to get training, I wasn't confident in myself enough to audition for any dance programs because I didn't feel like the training that I was getting. Yeah, I didn't feel like it was the best, which is accurate. It really... When I started teaching and when I started working at the dance studio that I left before I came here, I mean, that was really a really important part to me because I learned that I love creating so much more than actually dancing. And I think that's really personally shaped who I am, is that, but besides all of that, I'm such a musical theater nerd. I think that, like, I listen to musicals constantly and, like, that's really how I express myself and I love doing that. And I think... I didn't really have any clue what I wanted to do before I got here, and now I've gotten here and I realize I want more jazz musical theater training, and I feel like there's not an opportunity, which is really concerning for me. But no, I definitely think that, like, my personal artistic background that has so many trainings in different art forms has really influenced who I want to be as an artist. So let's pass it off after my long rant.
All right, I'll step in for a hot sec. Mine... isn't as a long timeline as that. When I was a kid, I did a lot of dance because I was terrible at sports.
That's a big mood.
And so I danced competitively for a while, and then the icy clutches of sports stole me, and I stopped doing that for a while. But then, like every true theater kid, when I was in middle school, I had a giant crush on this girl, and she was like, let's sign up for Grease.
Isn't that how you
and
start
I was
theater
like, it's a true theater kid story. I had a huge crush on this girl, and she was like, let's do Grease. And I was like, no, I'm too shy to be on stage, let's do tech. And so I was the stage manager, and she didn't make it
into the
show. For the
record, she flipped her hair 3 times.
And shrunk into her seat.
Yeah, I'm an actor, thank you. So I was the stage manager, and she didn't make it into the show. I just loved the idea of creating this piece of art over and over and over again for a new audience that's going to experience it for the first time.
Oh my god, yes.
Forever. And it was just amazing. And so I went into high school and I started doing plays. And then from the time I was a freshman to the time I graduated, I did 23 shows. I just went wham, bam, wham, bam.
23?
Yeah.
In how many years?
In 4.
Wow, I wish I had a high school.
I worked outside of high school doing theater too. I just did all the theater that Orange County would allow me.
That's
because
crazy.
I just wanted to learn as much as I could from just doing it.
Awesome. Okay.
Hot potato.
Little fun thing about me. I quit absolutely everything I did when I was a kid. I started, I started as an actor. I think I did acting and dancing at the same time. So my mom had me signed up for like with a talent agency, and I did I did a commercial. Fun fact.
What is this commercial?
It's a singular asthma.
It's amazing.
Commercial. I'm
like
in it for like
second.
A second. I'm jumping on a trampoline and I played a little Latina girl.
So
and
we will be attaching this in our blog.
This
yes.
will be the cover
but
on the album.
Also, I just actually got paid when I turned 18. I got paid for that commercial. Like I got my money
like,
for it.
Bang.
I made a good amount of money. So I did that, and then I quit acting because I was like 5 at the time.
I
like,
still paid for your Nazarios when you turned 18. I just want to let the record stay. We got pizza, and I paid for your Nazarios.
Anyway. I started acting, and then I just really hated doing things. I was really uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable
now,
acting when I was little. So, like, I would take, like, I was in acting classes, and I just hated it because I didn't want to, like, do scenes with people. I really wasn't into it. And that was cat throwing Doritos off of an Oreo container. So I was doing.
I'm hungry.
I was doing that, and then I got an audition for a movie. And it was a horror movie, and it scared the absolute shit out of me. And I didn't want to do it.
You considered not swearing, but then we're like,
yeah, no, I was like, balls, no. So it terrified me. So I just didn't, I didn't do it. And then I stopped acting. I told my mom I didn't want to do it. And I was also doing dance at the time, and I was in ballet and tap, and I hated ballet. That was pretty much it. And then. So just kind of, but I'd always been interested in, like, performing, and my mom was like, let's get you music lessons, we'll do voice lessons, and I was like, no, I don't want to sing, like, now I realize I wanted to perform, but when I was little, like, I just hated doing any of that stuff, so people would always tell me that I was, like, going to be a performer, and I was going to be a show tunes girl, that's what my mom used to call me, and then when I was, like, 11, my middle school went to see a production of Annie, and Annie had been my favorite movie musical at the time. Like, I'd watched it.
It's a great movie musical, the original one.
I'd watched it all the time, and so when this group was like, we're going to put on Annie, I told everyone, I was like, I'm going to play Annie, you'll all see. I joined the company with two other people. They both kind of just disappeared. I didn't play Annie, by the way. I was way too old. But I stuck with it, and I'm still with them. And then I realized, like, musical theater is what I wanted to do. Because I literally quit absolutely everything.
And then hot potato off to Kaylin, who has a similar version of my story.
Yes, Juliana and I were very similar in that...
Who?
You know, it's...
Codenames only, please. This is Rocket.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, my cackle is going to be recorded in high definition.
Well, the definition of my laptop.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Valid.
Rocket and I had a very similar experience entering theater.
I'm so sorry, Michelle and me.
I'm not.
This is a satire podcast. Let us live.
Okay, let the record note that 33 minutes and 39 seconds in, we decided it was a satire podcast.
Also, to be fair, this is the most insightful thing we've said all of this class.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the reason we actually decided to do this all together is because I feel like it's important to actually reflect on this year that we've spent studying in this program. And, you know, I think it's fair that we can criticize it. I mean, none of us are leaving this semester. Like, everyone's still here.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. I mean, that's okay.
We almost had a few casualties, but we're all here.
For now.
But
we lost one. She's still at the school, but she's just not here.
Understandable. I think it's also important that we feel like we can have this discussion, because if we were in, like, some rigorous-ass program that really discouraged us from critiquing it, I don't think it would be a past Jay program. I mean, I feel like that's part of the thing that sometimes we laugh about. But the fact that we can actually be like, wow, authority means nothing. Let's protest everything. Sorry, that was my past Jay voice.
That's true. That's a big past Jay mood.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's important to note. Okay. Did you even tell your background?
So no.
No.
We kept on getting interrupted.
We said rocket and laugh.
So, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by past Jay truthers. Rocket and I had a very similar experience entering theater. I also had a crush on a girl, and the girl was like, hey, I'm auditioning for Hamlet. And I'm like, okay. I mean...
You're like, looks like I'm auditioning
for
Hamlet.
Yeah, I'm going to try to impress you. I'm going to audition for Hamlet too, because my high school was like, yeah, we'll put the scripts in the library, and you guys can look at the scripts before your auditions. And so she's like, yeah, I'm going to be in the library, like, reading the scripts. And I'm gonna be like, cool. I'm going to be in the library, sitting next to you, pretending to read the script.
Accurate.
And then we ended up both auditioning, and I got cast as Horatio, and she gave up theater.
Ah, same!
I'm sorry, hold on. This
Wait.
Isn't plugged into anything.
It's still recording.
I know, but the microphone
isn't.
Sorry, we just figured out 40 minutes in that the microphone we thought we were recording on and kept leaning in towards isn't recording.
We've also been carefully opening chips, like carrying them over the microphone. It's completely unplugged.
Okay, sorry. Continue with your story.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to talk into my computer here. And we'll just turn my computer out to the table.
Point. Oh.
So, 40 minutes in, this is when the podcast begins.
Great warm-up, everybody.
That's good. We're good. Let's
okay.
Start over. I'm just kidding.
So, welcome to our... No. So, we're in the library, and I get cast as Horatio. She gives up theater.
Same thing here.
Big mood.
I was the stage manager. She transferred.
Sorry. Continue.
And so I'm doing Hamlet, and I know nothing about theater whatsoever. I'm learning the stage right, stage left, up, down, all that good stuff as I'm doing the show. And
same.
So we get to opening night, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm a freshman in the school's Shakespeare production, which is like, I later learned is like not a thing that happens, which is more weird for how the hell I got
Shakespeare
into the
Shakespeare or freshman, or both.
My school would do Shakespeare every other year, but like it was
okay.
Kind of a thing to like know freshmen, like you can all audition right.
Yeah,
and like
yeah, it happens.
Pay your dues for another year
know.
Or two. But yeah, that's
continue.
But I just realized for the first 40 minutes I'm going to be the loudest one, which is kind of like our class.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You're
continue.
You're
the loudest and I have the most to say. I'm sorry for yelling about that essay that we had to read the other day. It was just so problematic, I couldn't deal with it.
Was this one where they didn't
yeah,
see the show?
Yeah, where they didn't
been...
see it. Yeah, I
yeah,
do apologize
that's
for being so triggered by it, but
well,
continue, Caitlin.
Well, anyway,
so
we're doing Hamlet, and I get on stage for the first time. And it's actually really cool. You had, like, fog machines and flashlights and everything.
Flashlights?
Wait, in Hamlet! Sorry, continue.
I can explain this another time.
Who's there?
Tis here!
You
Tis
laugh!
There.
You laugh!
No!
But
you
that's.
Did?
One of these days, I'm going to show you guys the recording is online.
Oh, I love it. I think I've seen
wait,
it.
Wait.
I was there
now,
last
now just to come full circle, talk about what Hamlet you're doing now. Thank you.
Speaking of art creation on your own accord.
And Hamlet.
And by our own accord, we mean another class.
Yes.
Another Past J class.
Is it a Past J class?
It's supposed to be. It's a Past J required class. But
is it a student?
It's a Past yes, it's a Past J class by a Past J teacher. However, I'm the only Past J major in there. There are not even Past J minors, and my teacher likes to say, if you like this class, you should join Past J. But I'm like, this isn't Past J. This is less than Past J. Anyway, I digress. Please talk about Hamlet.
So anyway, after Hamlet, I'm like, fuck it. I might as well audition.
My Hamlet.
Oh.
We're talking about my Hamlet.
Shelby's also doing a 15-minute Hamlet production for the Past J class that isn't the Past J class.
Yes,
that's taught by a Past J professor.
It. And Caleb, who are you playing?
I am playing...
Are you playing Hamlet?
I'm playing Horatio. It's...
Wow!
Full circle.
No. But it's with a Hamlet divergent because I played Hamlet in the same play. Yeah, same play a few months ago. And now
what?
I'm coming...
Hey, Juliana, who are you playing in my Hamlet?
I'm playing Polonius. I get stabbed after saying five sentences. I'm living the dream.
Update,
yes.
I've never seen
and then
Hamlet
I get dragged
in full and I've never
floor.
Read it.
Would you like to come to my 15-minute Hamlet when you get off work at Target? Because I'll probably have your ID.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
We would like an audience.
Sorry.
You.
Anyway,
continue.
Anyway, I just wanted to brag. That
so after full-length Hamlet my freshman year, I'm like, fuck it. I might as well audition for the other shows.
You said the F
word. I did.
I'm so sorry.
And yes, by F word, I mean freshman.
Good one.
What the freshman?
So I went on to do about a...
Thank you. I'm a comedian.
Continue.
Anyway...
Anyway, oh man. Stop throwing the microphone at me, it's not recording.
Sorry, continue. Sorry, it's been a very long week for all of us.
And we're 40 minutes into a project.
We're so sleep deprived and it's only 10:30.
It's only 10:30?
Two kinds of people. Okay, do you have anything more
wait,
to say on your
background?
We're 40
minutes in and it's 10:30. We started at 9.
Yeah, we didn't get started until 10.
We bopped to High School Musical 3 for a while. It took us a while
bopped.
To open the Oreos.
We're still bopping.
No.
No.
No. No, this is copyright issues.
Okay.
Yes, our highly popular podcast. You can't have Disney property on it.
Do you have anything else to say?
I did a lot of shows. I didn't really know why, but I still do them. Ta-da.
And now you're in trouble.
Okay, so the
not
next...
Not at the moment.
The next...
What?
The hair is confusing, I understand.
The next question I have is how does Past J dissuade your creation of art? We'll start with this with our Evans twins.
how does it dissuade my creation of
well,
art?
Well, we got
yes.
into that a lot with the musical
yeah, no,
theater
we all
thing.
Definitely.
I think we touched on this
okay.
inadvertently.
Well,
so
want...
by the Evans
oh, yeah,
you meant Rocket.
After Kaylin Horks done this Oreo.
Yes.
You meant everyone except for me? When you
yes. Actually, all of us have talked about this. All of us have talked about this. Except for... Sorry, I forgot your code name.
I feel like Jason. I feel like Jason has a lot to say that's just going to be like a deliberate roast, and maybe we should just...
No, I want to hear it. Hork down that Oreo. Let's go.
How do you define hork?
I'm sorry, wait. I have Oreo stuck in my throat. Give me a second.
Wait, hold on. Can you... It was a...
That would be a hork.
Stop that. When she said it the first time, I actually exhaled some of the Oreo into my hand.
Did I write it out in IPA?
Also, full disclaimer, I totally called into work to do this tonight earlier in the night, and I do not regret it at all.
Okay, so how does it dissuade...
Thanks, Target.
If I were to ever, want to do my own art production outside of PastJ, like as in personal art, I would not have the means or resources to do so, because what potential time I have to work a job and make money is taken up by PastJ shows. And so my whole idea with PastJ, I mentioned this earlier... After the first show that you do, you should be able to be paid work study because you're committing 25 hours a week, which you could be working, but instead you're furthering
yeah.
your education.
Or even like less than like minimum wage. That's my only thing.
Well,
I feel
that's
like,
illegal.
Well, no, I feel like there could definitely be a stipulation with the fact that like you're choosing to do something. Like, but also I'm from somewhere where $14 an hour is not minimum wage. I didn't even get that after working
that's
for a company for 2 years.
In SoCal. Like, that's
yeah.
the thing.
And like,
it's
that's
$8.50 back home.
Minus $7.25.
Oh, ours is like $11, but.
And
but
I got
no,
paid
sorry.
Under the table for four
sorry,
years,
can,
I wouldn't know.
Continue.
Actually, I think mine was $10.
So basically, now the stage managers get paid to do it, and they're not doing much more of a commitment than we are.
And also, like, are the stage managers usually... Are the
I meant
stage...
the assistant stage managers.
Oh, the assistant stage
and
managers.
Kelly, we love you, if Kelly ends up listening to this.
Sorry, but the assistant stage managers are USF students, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do the... So they get paid as the ASM. So do they get paid for rehearsal time?
Yes.
Wow. But no.
Listen, that like, audio spike is just trying to say that we put in so much damn time and effort into doing these past J shows. I haven't slept. I've worked so hard. And you know what I got out of it other than a good time?
A clown nose.
A clown nose and one line on my resume. The end.
So on that note, we're definitely gonna move on. How? Okay, so let's start this. What do you... We put in our outline, and I quote, PastJ and that one, in all bold, kind of art. Because I feel like we definitely all know what we're talking about, even though it's not talked about. It's that I feel like because we are performing arts and social justice majors with specific concentrations, we all try to make... There's depending on what concentration you're in, there's a very specific one kind of art that you're trying to make. So... We do not have a music concentration with us right now. We have a music minor. But we do definitely have two of the concentrations covered. So let's go around and kind of express what you feel like the one kind of art PastJ tries to make is. Because I think we've talked about this at length outside of class time and outside of like kind of critiquing the department. So let's start with Jason.
So, PastJ limits itself in that everyone in PastJ deep down wants to just do a show for the sake of doing a show, but then they remember that their job description or their major has the word social justice in it. So, they pick the show they want to do, but they pick the show they want to do, and then they're like, no, 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 but we're doing it because of this.
Accurate.
For example, we decided Tartuffe much before, long, wow.
We're tired. It's all good. We need to go to sleep.
We, and obviously I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming we decided to do Tartuffe without thinking, you know what? Let's do something where it's a statement on gender and religious comment.
Okay.
No, no one knew it was going to be a
statement
on
okay, wait,
gender.
Hold on. Like, time out, though. As
I'm
someone who saw Tartuffe three times, I don't think it was a statement on gender or religion at all.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry, Atkin Sonkin, but if that was what you were trying to do,
it
didn't work.
No, it was just more
it
of an...
Wasn't.
It
wasn't. Just wanted us to have fun.
There was no commentary. Yeah, no, it was very much entertainment.
It's what you write on a grant versus what you actually do.
It was fun, but, like...
Because, I just feel like the contrast between Public Enemy and Tartuffe, like, Public Enemy, I understand why it was done, because, from what I remember, Peter Novak wanted to do it because of the water crisis.
Yeah, the water
crisis. So I completely understand that. I was like, all right, this pertains to, like, what's going on now.
Especially Tartuffe because he's more, from, like, the Flint area.
Yeah, Tartuffe, I feel like it was just more for entertainment purposes.
Ken literally said in rehearsal, he was like, listen, I want us to do a comedy. I want us to do something fun.
Which is awesome.
So I feel like trying to assign the thing to it by being like, oh, it was done in drag for, like, you know, like, gender.
I'm sorry,
purposes.
It's not
like,
that deep.
It's
not that deep this time.
It was done for comedic purposes.
Yeah, he said in callbacks, he was just like, I don't know, maybe we're gonna gender fuck this thing. That is his exact quote.
Which is like,
yes,
that,
I can attest to that.
That kind of makes things a little bit confusing in Pashe, because if the purpose is to do shows that are social justice, like, surrounding, like, Tartuffe is just done for shits. Which, nothing wrong with it. It was a great show.
Which is exactly
what
we're trying to, like, steer Pashe towards saying it's okay doing.
Yeah.
Not every piece of theater has to be earth-shattering and profound. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can just go to the theater and just...
Yeah.
Have fun and just let go for a while. I felt so great being a part of that production because I didn't hold the weight of the world on my shoulders trying to make a statement about politics and gender and whatever the fuck. I was just having fun, looking like Pitbull, wearing a coat, having a good time.
Yeah, and I think, like, that's really something to be said, that I think, like, it's really interesting how definitely in the dance department, like, Pashe really encourages this one kind of art. And I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think a lot of, like, the fact that there are a lot of different styles to dance in Pashe, but it's also, I feel like, every single dance piece I've seen or I've been in has been on the fact that, like, we're trying to make some statement. Like, even with... I danced with Dance Generators first semester, and then stopped...
Sorry.
Yope. Sorry, we love Yope. But, like, second semester,
the audacity
I didn't...
of Yope.
I didn't dance with them, but it was really interesting because I don't... feel like they were completely trying to make a statement with their base 10 piece in the fall concert, but every single other piece was. Whether or not, like, I know I've talked to a lot of, like, the dancers about each different piece that they were in, but I think, like, between the two pieces I was in first semester, the Dance Generators piece, and then Di Montanavo's piece, the fact that, like, both of those were a lot more either commercial or not, like, they weren't what I would define as, like, the Pashe art form. I think that really shaped definitely my outlook and my creative spirit on it, because I wasn't looking for something to, you know, bare my soul to the audience. Because, you know, I am that kind of performer.
Bare your most inmost heart and soul.
Yeah, but I am that kind of performer, but I don't always feel like it has to be through, like, contemporary dance or reciting poetry on stage about, like, my issues. Like, I think you can take your experience and the struggle that you've had in life and then apply that to a more commercial art form. Like, I don't know. I think it's just really interesting because I think doing those two pieces first semester really gave me a lot of perspective in the dance department, because I wasn't always trying to just be super profound. I was slapping my hands on the ground and hip thrusting into the air because Dee said, it's like you're in a club and you're all really drugged up in, like, Berlin. And, you know, y'all totally get that, right? And we were like, no. And he was like, oh, okay. That's fine. But I think, like, that's really been interesting because then I watch so much of, like, the Pashe kind of art and the whole... Sorry, I did air quotes again. You can't pick this up on audio, but...
It's okay,
audio medium.
But watching, like, the Pashe kind of art, especially, like, Nicole Clayman's piece, where it's beautiful art, but it's just so emotional. Where I feel like sometimes making commercial art and making art that makes people happy or makes people laugh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's making art, like, there's anything wrong with making art with joy in it. And I feel like, personally, my experience in Pashe is that, for some reason, there's been so much of a shame for me for creating art and creating dance because it makes me feel happy. And that's my Pashe shtick. I'm gonna pass the mic, metaphorical mic, off to Kaylin.
No, the actual unplugged mic.
Because it's unplugged, and it's been unplugged for, what, an hour now?
Pashe, like a lot of USF, it seems, is kind of handicapped by how liberal it is. And that's not to say that liberalism is bad,
No,
but
it's a keen observation based on when we first showed up. We literally, like, watched Walls at the San Francisco Mime Troupe.
Oh, it was so bad.
Two and
I'm
a half
sorry.
Weeks into Past J, we knew exactly what it was about. I moved from Orange County to San Francisco. I'm a liberal bitch. And I went to Walls, and I was like, wow, this is a liberal circle jerk.
Yes.
I moved from Texas, one of the most fucking conservative places to hear, and I was like, what is happening? Why does it smell like weed? I never knew what that smell was before I moved here. I'm very confused. I brought a tapestry, and I brought snacks, and there are all of these hippies in a park. Most of them are half naked. I don't understand what's happening.
Was that Rocky?
sorry, continue.
So,
oh my god, Rocky in the park would be so much fun. Sorry,
that would
I
be
digress.
Great. So, Past J, it's so liberal. It's like, everyone in Past J wants to do the PA part, the
performing arts?
The performing arts part. But then...
As some would call it.
But then the SJ kind of hinders us.
The path of the past.
Unless
the path.
You're my CASA advisor and you say, it's the social justice part of your major that's going to get you a job. What's your minor? Music? Oh, God.
My CASA advisor is like, wait, you egg someone's house? That's lit.
You told
I did
your
that
CASA
too.
Advisor?
I told my CASA advisor because I had to explain to her why I had a conduct meeting. She was like, I see you have a Title IX meeting, a conduct meeting, and 4 CAPS appointments. I was like, yes, if that does not explain my semester, I do not know what does. Sorry, back
anyway,
way on track.
So the SJ really handicaps the PA part of Past J. In that, you know, it's... We want to, I think Pasha and USF as a whole wants to be so politically correct that they're like, we have fun, but we have fun for a good cause.
We have fun for politics.
We have fun, but for minorities.
We have fun for the gays. You know what? I always have fun for the gays.
But, you know, I think Pasha has to reconcile itself with the fact that sometimes you can just do performing arts for the sake of doing performing arts.
There's nothing wrong with performing for the fact that you're just performing. Like, that's my thing.
Like, you can be someone who's woke and someone who cares about issues and minorities.
Get that woke shit out of our podcast.
And someone, and someone who cares about marginalized groups and people who don't have as much in the world without censoring your art for the sake of doing so. You can do art without...
Let's go down.
Oh my god, this is my soapbox. You can do art, and you can be woke, but you don't have to do them at the same time. You can do art for the sake of doing art.
However,
it doesn't have to be social justice art every time.
Don't slap the thing, it's all red now.
You made it mad.
I understand, but I don't know. Coming from my perspective, I understand what you're saying, and I understand the Past J side. Like, I get both of it, because the thing is, for at least for me, like, going back to kind of what... Like, how I started, performing arts. I joined Past J because I got performing arts and I got social justice separately. I did my theater outside of school and I did my social justice with my magnet program. So when I found Past J, I was like, oh my god, it's a combination of both of those things. So I totally get how, like, Past J, like, what Past J is doing, especially in doing shows that are social justice, like, centered. But I do agree with, like, you know, doing... performing arts just for the sake of performing arts.
Yeah.
100%. But I also do really appreciate, I guess, what Past J does with it. I just think it should be up to more people. Like, I feel like it should be more of a discussion among the people who are doing the productions.
Yeah,
rather
I mean,
than just, like, being like, we're doing this show, and having people be like, what is this? What does this mean?
Well,
yeah,
you can absolutely do performing art with social justice, but it doesn't have to be at 100% of the time.
Yeah.
A lot of performing arts has nothing to do with social justice. And
social
most of
justice is more impactful if you have regular performances and then
exactly,
you sprinkle
exactly.
in an impactful one and then people go, wow, that was topical, but
like,
not in a dry, ironic
no, yeah,
way.
No, that, honestly, that's exactly what I was completely, because like, just like a little side discussion though, like Spring Awakening, like the Deaf West Spring Awakening, that's one of the like most perfect examples. Like Spring Awakening is honestly such a good show, and the fact that they did it for a deaf community and a hard of hearing community is truly amazing. You know, so like that's the kind of things that like, Past J, you know, is, like, the goal of Past J is to do something like that without having to do a show that is completely centered around social justice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like, you can have performing arts and you can have social justice, and you can have performing arts and social justice. And, like,
I mean,
not all performing arts is social justice. and 96.5% of social justice is not performing arts.
But I also think, like, it's about finding a balance. Like, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing art that's, like, focused towards social justice.
Absolutely.
And I think we all came here because we all have an interest in that.
I came here because I got financial aid.
Yeah, I mean, me too, but it's fine.
I came here because LMU rejected me.
I got into LMU, but they didn't give me money.
I came here because Tulane rejected me, and the only place I've wanted to live was New Orleans, but it's fine.
I don't want to talk about Syracuse or I'll cry, but that's okay.
Wait, I got into Syracuse? But on, like, a politics major, so it's fine.
Oh, no, like a...
MT major?
Oh, God, no, I didn't audition. Drama, theater management.
Yeah. Sorry, but, like...
Sorry, yeah, my bad.
Well,
I don't think there's...
Afterwards.
Hold on. Yeah. I think we're definitely wrapping up this question, but I don't think there's anything wrong with doing commercial art or doing what we define as more commercial art, a.k.a. not the Pastje mission. But I don't think there's anything wrong with doing Pastje art, but I think it's finding a balance where it makes your students feel like they're really learning things that they can apply to their career. Because I feel like that's a lot of the lag and why we have so many people drop out of the Pastje. Sorry.
Don't laugh while you say dropping out of Pastje is a serious
Sorry.
Subject.
While we,
no,
why,
I'm not.
Why we have so many people drop out of the Pastje major or just, like, get uninterested in the program once they learn about what it largely is. Because I feel like there's not a balance between them. And I think we just honestly need to find a balance. And I think there are so many people that are willing to find a balance between the commercial art and really the, what was it? The hippie wet dream art?
Yeah, I wrote it down right there.
And
We've been taking notes this whole time.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with finding a balance between the two of those or doing either kinds of art. Okay, and so moving on. Kaylin, go ahead.
So since we are all freshmen in college performing arts, I think a lot of our opinions on our performing arts program is also shaped by what we experienced or didn't experience at other schools while we were applying. So do we each want to talk about our application process, or at least what we expected in versus when we were applying compared to what we have a year later after
like
we made
why
our
this performing arts program over other
Mine
people?
Is thoroughly loaded. Are we sure we want to
yeah.
do this?
Well,
no,
sure.
No,
well,
I'll start it off.
Well, if we can kind of, we can talk about what we expected applying to schools as overall and our experience applying to different schools and getting accepted or rejected versus we're recording this a week after seniors in high school have made their commitments to schools. So what we expected a year ago versus what we have this year.
Yeah. I'll start this off. I mean, personally, for me, I think I didn't really realize what kind of dance department I wanted before I came to college. I knew I was very hell-bent on not applying to any dance programs that had auditions because I couldn't afford to go anywhere to audition. Which was a really big thing for me, and I didn't want somebody who considered, like, what dance level you're at, as in whether admission to your program, which I realize now is just usually to gauge what kind of classes you're going to be put into, but that was a large factor for me, is that I didn't want to apply anywhere, and I didn't have the money to apply a bunch of places, so if I had to pay application fees, I decided very specific applications to pay. But I think because of that, I think I also, like, definitely disadvantaged myself is because, but I don't think it was anybody else's fault. I think it was because I didn't realize what kind of program I really wanted, is that I love modern dance, but my true passion lies in jazz dance and, like, musical theater dance rather than modern dance. I think I didn't really realize personally what I wanted from a performing arts department. And so part of the reason I came to USF was because of the financial aid in combination with the fact, like, the location. It was in a big city. I've never lived in a huge city before, and city life is so fast-paced, but that's a different podcast for a different time.
Yes, Megan, if you'd like a sequel to this podcast, we are more than happy.
Sorry, ignore Shelby's give us an A.
We'll don't.
But no, like, I think, personally, I didn't really know what I wanted from a dance department, and that's why when I talk to people who are considering being performing arts majors, that's what I really encourage them to think about, is think about what you want and what you want to study, and then look at the coursework. Because personally, looking at the courses that USF offers, it's mostly modern dance, which I understand, like, that's what our program is focused on, and that's what a lot of programs are focused on, and it's kind of particular to find a jazz-focused program. But I don't think I would have known that before coming here. And I really do appreciate Pastje for that sense. Like, I think I've definitely learned a lot from my experience at USF, where I've learned what kind of dance I'm more passionate about, where I do love modern dance, but I feel like my true potential lies in jazz dance, and I think that's really influenced who I am and my experience here. So I'm going to pass the mic off to our next person.
Alan, are you left-handed?
I am left-handed. Did you not know this?
What?
I forgot. No, I knew.
Born and raised,
sorry,
baby.
Do you know what the left-handed, like, colloquialism is about in the South? It definitely says you're cursed by the devil, but it's fine.
That sounds about right. Have you seen my life?
Anyway, so for me, applying for schools, I really wanted to do musical theater, and I talked a lot to my, like, director and my mentor back home about doing musical theater and applying for musical theater, and I only auditioned and applied for musical theater in two schools, and I got into theater for one of them, and one of them, we don't need to talk about that, but, for my other schools, I got into most of them for theater, and I got into my, honestly, like, honestly, my top school for theater management, which when it came down to it, when I had Pass J versus theater management at my dream school, I didn't really want to do theater management. I wanted to do more performing arts. So getting here and realizing that's not really what's happening, I was kind of thrown and, like, wanting to do more performing arts with it. And, honestly, like, in San Francisco, it's really hard, which it's kind of surprising that it's as hard as it is to, like, find some place to, like, actually do performing. But, like, I don't know. For me, like, I wanted to go to school for performing arts. And this is in some ways been a breeze and not in a good way. Not to, like, drag. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, not to drag anything. But I feel like it hasn't been anything that's been, like, challenging me in the field.
I don't feel challenged in the way that I'm,
in the field,
like,
that I would like to
myself.
Be challenged in. You know, like,
I feel
wanna,
like, I'm improving on my own accord rather
yeah.
than, like, the program is challenging.
I want to be able
myself.
To work for something and earn something to be like, I learned this and I got something because I really worked for it based on what I've learned, rather than I'm doing this on my own and hoping for the best.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Do you want to go? You want me to go?
I can go for a
sure.
hot sec. I'll keep this swift. I was told my entire high school career, I did 23 shows and I worked for my director nonstop because I just loved theater and I wanted to do stuff all the time. And then by the time I was a senior and I was graduating and I said I wanted to do musical theater, she said I wasn't talented enough to do so. So, yes, it was, her name is Beatrice Casagrande and she's the devil and I want everyone to know this. So I was like, okay, well, I'll go to a program where I can do theater, and then also, like, on the side, do musicals, because obviously I'm not talented enough to do so.
I think you're talented, Juliana.
I finally figured that out. Beatrice,
that you
since
think
you unblocked
that I think
me
you're
on
talented?
Facebook, let the record state that I'm talented. And so, also, fun fact, when I really wanted to go to school in San Francisco, I always loved the city, I always loved the area, and when I was looking for schools in San Francisco, I saw USF, and I saw that their theater program was called Performing Arts and Social Justice, and I went, ugh, pass, closed the tab, and kept looking.
You were close.
Yeah.
Jay.
High five.
All right, we're done here. All right, thank you. The podcast is
let's
over.
Let's pause it.
No,
well,
I can talk about
it. I was like, we should pause it.
So, I came into my college application process thinking that I'd primarily be a politics major and theater would be kind of a side gig and, like, just another thing to be studying at the same time. And so I applied to 21 universities, all of which I applied as a politics major, and then in a few I applied as a double major, as a politics and theater. And obviously, any school that required an audition, I didn't apply as a theater major because I live in the middle of the ocean and I cannot afford to fly out to audition to places.
Sorry, I'm gonna drop my Caitlin lives on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
No, he lives on a
boat.
He doesn't live on a boat. He doesn't go anywhere.
To be fair, the Hawaiian word for island and boat are the same thing.
I didn't ask. Did you ask?
Well,
no.
You said boat on the ocean, and, like, depending
but,
on what language
but
you're speaking.
On the
anyway.
It wasn't a question. Anyway.
So, So I didn't audition for anywhere, and I came in primarily thinking about being a politics major and maybe even minoring in, like, economics or something.
Ooh, good.
I know, right? talk about a year later. But I ended up getting into 7 of those 20 schools. Fun fact, I got into 7 in a row, then got 14 straight rejections.
Me.
That was fun.
And I didn't really come to USF for the purpose of being like, oh, this is going to be a really good theater school. I came because USF gave me the most financial aid, and I'm like, I'll do whatever theater program they have. And I think, and this might, I might be going out on a limb without support here, but USF in all its majors, but also PASJ, assumes that everyone comes to PASJ because they're like, yes, I chose the social justice, and that's what made my decision. When a lot of it is like,
we're just here because we're in San Francisco.
We want to live in San Francisco.
And we didn't want to go to state.
Yes.
Oh, we also got the financial aid.
Yes, we got financial aid. We want to go to San Francisco. There are many other reasons for which we are studying theater, and we didn't sign up for the social justice part. And that's not to say that we're not enjoying
or
supporting the social justice part, but I think it's misleading for PASJ to assume that every single person in PASJ is 100% yes, social justice through my art.
I mean...
not every person, but there are some, and that's cool.
But not like 100%, more like 85.
Yes.
Yeah, which is why I have a minor, because I'm like, I think combining this would get me to 100%.
Yes, and I have double majors and a minor, because I want a job when I graduate.
And I'm just here. The end.
I think this is a good place to pause.
Yeah, I gotta pee like a motherfucker. Keep that in there.
Are we ready to pause?
Pause it, please.
Pause it, for the love of God.
That's so much.
Okay, we're
right,
back from our bathroom.
Yes,
break?
We're back.
We're Brad.
You know what? It's really late now. We're just really tired, but we're gonna do this.
Okay. So, at 11:03, we devolved, but we shall continue this podcast. So, I think PASJ has a whole lot of dang potential, but...
Has a whole lot of what?
Dang potential.
Okay,
dang potential. I heard unnanging potential, and I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
I'm a little congested, so my nasally sound... Did you just hit me?
Sorry, we're really... Yeah. Go back to your monologue.
Okay, start over. We're too tired for this.
PASJ has a whole lot of dank and dang potential. We have very... adept professors and faculty, but even they seem kind of clipped by what PASJ does, and it's too liberal for its own good, and it's what it does limits students from actually performing the art because we think that all our art has to be related.
Super deep and meaningful.
Super deep and meaningful, and that's not all art.
Okay, awesome. Let's move on to the Evans twins.
My final thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah, just a statement or two and sentence, perhaps.
I don't know. I honestly think, like, we make such a joke out of PASJ now, which is, it's fair, and I feel like we will.
We make it or we observe it?
Both. But I feel like, honestly, like, we're gonna get a lot out of this program. Like, we joke now, and, like, I know for, at least for me, like, when people ask me what my major is, I'm kind of like, don't laugh when I say this. And then I talk about PASJ, but I honestly feel like it's a really good addition to my life because it's honestly like the two things I've been most interested in like growing up into one thing, like honest to God, like that's me. Like you talked about how like some people aren't just like 100% like PASJ, but
right.
Like I really feel like I was performing arts and social justice separately, so I'm really interested to see like where this major is going to go combining the two things.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much my thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.
I'll pass it over to Rocket.
Thank you.
Rocket, your hair looks very Rocket right now.
Thank you. It doesn't sure where it wants to go, so
it's
me
good.
Either.
I like it.
Like most PASJ majors.
Yes, exactly.
See,
sorry.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So, yes, like Shelby said, we've kind of made a meme of PASJ. And maybe it's a coping mechanism because as students in the arts, it's kind of a scary world to go into because everyone tells you you're not going to make money, and Christ knows I say it every time I say my major and minor in one sentence because it just sounds like I'm majoring in living in a box.
It sounds like an SNL skit.
It does. But as a whole, as the strong-minded bitch that I am, I can
Ooh,
turn this
hold
program...
Hold on. PASJ snaps to that.
Hey. To reiterate, as the strong-minded bitch that I am...
Oh, wait, hold on. PASJ snaps to that.
Say it again, I dare you.
I feel like I can get out of this program what I put in. So if I really work hard enough and find the right outlets, I can get exactly what I need out of my degree in PASJ.
Awesome.
Closing remarks on this. I think as a PASJ dance major, I think it's really important to... I don't know. If I could have the department consider one thing, I think it's important to consider the economic level that each person comes from and the way that that influences our life. Because I never really realized that before coming to college, growing up in a poor community, is that I never realized how much my economic experience really contributed to the way that I live and the way that I make art. And so I think because of that, I think it's really interesting to, like, have this constant, like, oh, like, you can go out in the Bay Area and see dance, or, oh, you can go out and, like, take more classes. Like, I don't physically have the means to do that. And I know some people may, and they may have money to take workshops, but I think it's really interesting to consider how people bring their own pasts to the present that deal with it. And I think I've learned a lot from past Jay, and I think one of the things I'm really grateful about is that I've learned a lot about myself in this past year that's here. But I also think it's really relevant to consider the fact that, like, I don't think it's bad to make money off of art. And maybe that's a taboo with this department, but I don't think it's bad to work hard to get a contractor, to do anything in sense, in like a commercial sense, where I want to get a tour or I want to book a show. Like, I don't think that's anything bad with that. And I think really largely what I wish is that it would feel less negative about the fact that I want to pursue a more commercial art. So on that note, I think we can finally close our Past J podcast.
And we're so sorry at 120 minutes. Wow, an hour and 20 minutes into this.
But you know what? This is exactly what we needed. We needed four Past J opinions coming together in their rawest form.
Yep.
And just telling their superiors how they feel.
And so we
enjoy our presentation we have to do on this.